Federally subsidized air travel in Alaska is no longer under the threat of congressional budget cutting. Today, the U.S. House passed a compromise version of the Federal Aviation Administration reauthorization bill. It keeps the essential air service subsidy in place for rural Alaska communities, and it funds a number of airport improvements. Representative Don Young was one of the yes votes.
I think this has been well thought out. This bill will do the job, and we should have did it done for the American people. It'd be a sad day if we didn't pass this legislation because the work has gone into it and it does solve lots of problems. It gives a surety for the FAA. They can plan ahead, make our airports safer, make our flyers safer, and have the navigations necessary.
The bill ran into opposition from organized labor because it would hasten the automation of air traffic control systems. The FAA bill puts $3.5 billion per year into airport improvements. Senator Mark Begich expects quick Senate action on the bill. When he appeared on the public radio call-in program Talk of Alaska this week, he had just come out of a caucus meeting where they decided to take it up first thing next week.
Hopefully Monday. I was in a leadership meeting today, and we're talking about putting that up for Monday to vote on it. I believe once that passes, and it will pass, that, again, we got a good Alaskan provisions, lots of money in there for airport construction, which is very important, and several what I call specific Alaskan provisions. So that's the next one. I believe we'll get to that Monday, and then next week, hopefully, we will pass that out and Alaskans should be very happy. I'm very excited about it.
The FAA reauthorization bill also exempts shipments of hospital oxygen from security regulations that would have barred them flying, and it calls for more use of remotely piloted research aircraft.